So we are seeing this trend where more and more Chinese people are hitting the gym, and obviously this is going to be a very big industry with a lot of potential, especially money-wise. So first of all, do you really think the fitness industry in China is expanding on a daily basis?
Well, definitely it's expanding because we have numerous data here. According to a report by Qianjian Industry Research Institute, Guangdong province showed that the sales of China's fitness industry have increased to nearly 130 billion yuan in 2014. And that is actually a swapping 84% rise over a five-year period, on average annual growth rate of almost 17%. And also, if you look at the number of gyms, it's also been increasing all the time at an average annual growth rate of 5%. And we see rising number of gym attendees at the same time. So gym attendees in 70 major cities, Chinese cities, has increased by 4 to 5 million each year since the year 2011. So you see the growing number of facilities, the gyms, gym attendees. At the same time, you know, it's another very interesting phenomenon that people tend to be more interactive than before. They use wearable devices, they keep track of their data, they share them with other people on social media platform and discussing and competing with each other. So it's generally it's a very good sign.
But it does have its problems, and the key one being profitability. Now, just around 20% of gyms in China earned a profit. About 50% of gyms which offer just a few value-added services are facing tough conditions due to a limited number of customers. And this is according to facts that we're reading from industry insiders. And there are being an abundance of suggestions that are now being put forward. I think the main school of thinking here is that these gyms start need to offer more than just exercise classes. They should be looking at personal trainers, health lessons, diet guidance, outdoor activities, and other highly value-added services. Because it seems that we've got lots of people wanting to work out, but if the gyms aren't making money and they're closing down, that means that we're not going to have the means to work out in the future.
Yeah, that's really a very thought-provoking point you've just raised. Only 20% of the gyms are making money, earning a profit. That's really not very good for the industry.
Right. And just now, Luoyu, you mentioned that a very interesting phenomenon is that more and more people are trying these interactive features. For example, they're wearing wearable devices, and the devices are recording their data, and they can compare the data they have with other people and see how they're doing. Actually, me personally, I'm not a big fan of this kind of behavior. I think a lot of people do that just because they want to boast. They want to impress their friends. You know, oh, I can put this on my WeChat circle so that people can 点赞, you know, like it.
Like it, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's actually what's happening here?
Partially, that's what's happening. People tend to be bragging about their achievements. But Liu Yan, I really have to be frank. You don't fancy this idea because you have passed the certain stage. Because I know that
I'm
both
too old.
Liu Yan, no.
What are you trying to say to him?
No. Liu Yan
don't
and
Sam, hold him down,
our dear listeners, you used to be, you know,
quite fat,
quite big and chubby, and now you have made and set very good example for our listeners. Because I'm the only one who's the bad example here. I have been trying to lose my weight these years. Hard enough, but I can never achieve any tangible effects on me. So could you please tell us something more useful for us to draw upon?
Cut down on the rice. Like, you want to change your diet
and
cut down on the carbohydrates. Well, I don't want to say master. I think the problem is that you've really got to ask, why are Chinese people going to the gym? If it's because they're trying to lose weight, and I think that is to a certain level, I think that is the case. I was reading a story this morning how Chinese netizens have now got this popular thing where they're holding a piece of A4 paper in front of their waist, and if they're thinner than the paper, it means they're in shape. And that's just aesthetically, though. I think you've really got to ask, what do consumers want? Do they want to look in shape, or do they actually want to be really in shape?
Okay.
And that kind of will help you dictate in what gyms should do in terms of what kind of market they need to cater towards.
What's your strategy?
My strategy is just to eat less and exercise more. That's true. I try not to eat any rice for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I just eat fruit. That's one thing. And also, I power walk every day, at least for 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that works?
Yeah. If you do it every day and you make it your goal to keep doing that, I think you will see some results. And that's all the time we have for today's roundtable. Bye for now.